You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Turn your eyes to the skies. It's time for Spaced Out on 95BFM, thanks to the Stardome Observatory and Planetarium.
Kia ora, Josh. How are you?
Kia ora. I'm good. How are you?
I'm very, very good. You're joined by two of us now.
There's two of us in the studio. You guys have the coolest intro music.
Yeah, it's very epic. It's very good. I like it a lot. I'm a big fan.
Yes, definitely.
Cool. We've got a little bit to talk about today. We did talk last week, so, you know, things happen in space quite slowly, wouldn't you say, Josh?
Yes, it seems to be it's either really slow or really fast. But yeah, not so much has happened since last week.
Right. Now, when I read Firefly Aerospace's Blue Ghost Lunar Lander has arrived into lunar orbit, I think that sounds really epic. Tell me about what's happening with this.
Yeah, so I remember we spoke about the launch, and that was back in January. But yeah, one of the spacecraft, the American one, which is called Blue Ghost, it just arrived into lunar orbit. So it's arrived to the moon. It's now orbiting around the moon. And it's going to be landing in just a few weeks. So I think the next time we speak will be the day after landing. So hopefully it's successful, and hopefully we have some good news when it does land.
That's all happening quite quickly. We talked about this just in January. I didn't realize it was going to all happen this fast.
Yeah, it's interesting because a lot of people actually, the spacecraft took like a slower route to the moon. It basically means that it took about a month to get there, whereas if you think back to like the Apollo missions, they got to the moon like 3 days, which is super, super quick. But it's a smaller spacecraft, so it's taken a much longer route to the moon. But now that it's there, it's going to basically slowly start to get, you know, closer and closer to the surface, kind of refine its orbits. And then, yeah, they're going to attempt landing on, I think, March 2nd. So, yeah, in just a couple of weeks, and they've got a whole bunch of NASA payloads on there.
That's incredible. That's really incredible. We're watching the video now.
It's pretty amazing. Yeah. Everyone, this is a nice little plug to the Stardome Instagram because they've got some good content, including this beautiful video.
Stardome_NZ. That's the one. Yeah, this is an incredible video.
So this is the video that got sent back from the spacecraft, correct?
Yeah, so this beamed it back to the Earth, and it's a time lapse, so it's definitely sped up.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, it's just cool to see, like, you know, video from the moon. It's not something that we see often. And I think, you know, once they do land, I mean, that's going to be even cooler because we're going to get footage from the landing on the spacecraft.
Is this the main sort of mission for this aircraft, to get some good footage?
Yeah, I mean, one of the big missions for this specific spacecraft, I was just reading about it, it's actually going to do a lot of studying about what we call lunar regolith, which is basically on the surface of the moon, there's this very fine kind of dust powder substance that we call regolith. It's kind of akin to like talcum powder. So if you think of like those really famous photos of like, you know, the moon boots on the moon, the moon prints, that's in that really fine regolith, and this mission is going to be looking at the effects of that, because what we found is that when the Apollo missions, the astronauts were there, when they took off their spacesuits, they were covered in lunar dust, and they found that it's actually quite bad for human health. It's really bad if you breathe it in. It's quite abrasive. It can cause damage to lungs. So they're going to be actually studying the lunar dust, and they're going to be looking at different materials that are potentially a lot better at repelling that dust, because when the Artemis missions get people there in a couple years, we don't want them breathing in that dust. So yeah, there's quite a few interesting experiments on this mission.
Okay, it sounds very important. And landing, scheduled to land on March 2nd, so I'm sure we'll be
hearing
from you very shortly about everything happening with Ghost Lunar Lander.
Fingers crossed, because the one last year it tipped over.
oh no, okay. Well, fingers crossed that works out.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll have to stay tuned to Spaced Out to hear about that. In other news, we've got Mars Month happening in March at Stardome Observatory. Tell me about this.
Yeah, so this is a kind of cool thing we've been planning for a few months, but we've got Mars Month, which is starting in March, which is really just a month dedicated to Mars content. So we have a bunch of new shows, some new planetarium things going on. We've got a bunch of Martian sci-fi, so we've got like The Martian, Mars Attacks, like classic Mars sci-fi screening here. And my most exciting thing is we have the unveiling of a full-scale reproduction of the Opportunity rover, which is really, really cool, and that's going to be kind of in mid-March. So that's, yeah, definitely something to come down and have a look at if anyone's in the area.
That's super groovy. Wow. Yeah, I'm so excited to see the Martian and things like that at at the Star Dome. I was wondering though, do you have a favorite planet? Because I've always thought Mars doesn't get enough love, but do you have a favorite?
I mean, I always say Earth because it's the one that we live on.
Wow.
Saturn is definitely my favorite though. Saturn, kind of. I think the rings. You can't beat the rings of Saturn for sure.
Although last week we talked about this fun thing of these rings like disappearing for a little bit.
And what? Come,
it's an optical illusion. Spoiler. Okay. It's not. They don't actually disappear. I was also a little disappointed, but. It's still dramatic.
Disappearing ring sounds like a reason for divorce, so I'm glad that they come back.
Although I think Mars would definitely be a close second. I think, like, you know, you look at like the panoramic images and photos and videos that the rover sent back, and it's really breathtaking. It's really sweeping, and there's something weird about it. I don't know. It's just a very desolate place, and I think there's a lot of beauty in that when you look at the images from the rovers.
Mm. So much happening at Star Dome for March. Very, very exciting. You mentioned briefly the Opportunity rover. For anyone who's new to their space exploration journey, what is the Opportunity rover?
Yeah, so Opportunity, or Oppy, as it's known
cute
as.
Cute nickname.
Oppy, it's very cute. Yeah, it's kind of the nickname that team gave it. But yeah, Oppy was a NASA rover that landed on Mars in 2004. It was designed to last for 90 days, but it ended up surviving on Mars for almost 14 years. Unfortunately, it died back in 2018, but it's kind of an incredible mission. The story about the rover is really amazing. We've got some documentaries, they're called Goodnight Oppy, screaming here at the Stardom if anyone wants to come watch those. But the story and the mission of that rover is kind of one of the most successful in terms of space exploration. It's quite emotional too when you watch the documentary about it. We've got the full-scale replica of Oppy here at the Stardom, which is pretty cool because I think a lot of people also don't kind of realize how big Mars rovers are. Like, they're not small, you know, they're kind of the size of cars, a lot of them, so it's quite cool to see it, you know, a full-scale replica of it.
That is super groovy. So it landed in 2004. How old are you, Rosetta?
I was born in 2004.
You were born in 2004? That's ridiculous.
Oh my god.
We have to go and
don't
see Oppie.
Don't expose me like
we have to go and see Oppie now.
Okay, we have to go and see it. My twin.
Definitely.
Oh, so cool. It seems like there's kind of something for everyone, eh? We've got documentaries, we've got sci-fi movies, we've got Mars telescope viewings. That's exciting.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff, and it's all on the website, so yeah, definitely check it out and come along for March.
And usually very, like, reasonable pricing too at Stardome, which I love.
Oh, honestly, like, we've barely raised our prices at all in the last, like, 5 years, so it's super, super affordable for what it is.
And we love you for that.
We do.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much, Josh. Always a pleasure chatting to you and exciting to hear what's happening at Stardome. It's a beautiful place, and we're grateful for Spaced Out.
Not a problem. I'll speak to you in a few weeks.
Cool. Ka kite, Josh.
All right, ka kite.
Control, we are docked. That was Spaced Out on 95 BFM, thanks to the Stardome Observatory and Planetarium.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.